Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the best high school basketball players in the Metroplex was arrested. And it is crazy the reason why. We'll have that in 1 second. But speaking of basketball, let's talk about what happened last night in the association. Can we go ahead and call it now? After two games, is it over for the King? Hashtag Celtics.
Spins on Kevin Love. Reverses it up and in. Scored on the foul. You were waiting for Al Horford all night. When the money's on the table, playoff Al busts through the door.
String around. Let me give you that little okie doke.
All right, here we go.
Stop it.
First of all, the call is painful to hear. Playoff Al? Is that a new name for Al Horford?
Well, being that regular season Al is an average basketball player, and playoff Al appears to be 18-10, I would say so.
I guess so. The Celtics held on to home court advantage last night. They came back and beat the Cavaliers 107-94.
So I was all in on this game. Of course, you had the Rangers starting late, I was rooting for LeBron. I want to see the Cavs in the finals. I want to see LeBron in the finals, I should say. I can do without every other player on that team, including Kevin Love, who had a pretty decent night. But I thought LeBron was going to score 60. He was hitting every single shot. He hit a heat check fadeaway three, and I'm like, he's dropping 60 on these fools. He was missing free throws, and then, of course, he got worn down. The Celtics took their best punch. They responded. Jason Tatum is not afraid. Jaylen Brown is not afraid. They're not afraid of Cleveland at all. It's impossible, really, to hate on the Celtics, and I hate all the mass holes in Boston. I really, really do. Including the head of Barstool, who doesn't know anything about sports. He just yells and curses and screams and eats pizza. That part I like. But everything Boston I can't stand. You gotta like this team. J.R. Smith was the bad guy with a cheap shot. Should have been a flagrant two, ejected with what he did to Horford.
I don't know how you get away with that.
Marcus Morris yelling in the face of Tristan Thompson. The Celtics are younger. They're faster. They're going to be scary. If they keep it together, people are already talking this morning how to trade Kyrie Irving.
Got to, right?
No.
The worst thing for Kyrie Irving is Brad Stevens' acceleration to the top. Kyrie won't be able to handle it because now he's not the guy anymore now. He wasn't the guy in Cleveland with LeBron. Now he ain't the guy in Boston because they've got Brad Stevens.
They out-hustled. Marcus Smart, he's a player that you have to love. Rozier throwing down the nasty dunk. So now, let's go around the room. Because we all pick Cleveland. Roy, you got to say it's over? The Celtics are going to win this series?
No, I'm still picking Cleveland.
Why?
Because despite the fact that the Celtics do look like they have figured out some type of a formula, all they did was hold home court. And when LeBron and the role players on his team go play in front of that Cavs crowd, they're going to play better, they're going to get hyped up, and they're going to do a lot better than 21-51 from the floor. Now, is that going to be enough when the Celtics have home court? I'm not sure. I think it'll wind up going to a game seven, and that's where the great players really distinguish themselves. I do think it's going to be a longer series than people are thinking, though. It's definitely not going to be four games at LeBron's expense.
Well, the city of Las Vegas would tend to agree with Roy.
What?
You want to take a gander?
What?
At what the spread is for game three?
Well, that means nothing to me. Like, the Cavs are going to be favored in game three.
They are going to be favored. They are favored in game three.
I was surprised. I'm glad. I hope you didn't follow my advice in telling you to bet on Cleveland.
No, I did not.
Yesterday, because it was like a one-point spread where the Celtics were favored. But the Cavs are going to be favored in game three. But don't tell me that the Cavs are going to be favored for the series now. No way.
No, the series right now, the Cavs are Plus 175, which means you bet 100, you win 175. The Celtics are minus 210. You bet $210, you win 100. The Warriors are number one, Rockets two, Celtics three. Cavs have the worst chances of winning the NBA Finals. Plus 1,200. Now, Game three. The Cleveland Cavaliers are 6.5-point favorites.
Ooh. Okay.
Mm. I'm taking Boston.
Taking Boston.
Golden State tonight, 1.5-point dog.
Underdog. You jumping on
all
that?
In.
All in.
All in, baby.
Game two in the West.
There you go. Calm down a little bit. What's trending in DFW on 105.3? The Fan brought to you by MyComputerCareer.edu and AA Best Bell Bonds. A couple of baseball notes to pass to everyone. Number one, everyone needs to know this. All right. Two big events happening in Frisco at Dr. Pepper Ballpark. The first one happens today. The Reliant 2018 Home Run Derby will happen today at 6 o'clock. Of course, it's open to the public. You'll have to go buy your tickets for the event. Now, last year's champion was the Home Run King known as Jason Garrett.
Yes, Mr. Fundamental.
Yeah, Mr. Fundamental. Coach Garrett last year hit 7 home runs to be crowned Reliant Home Run Derby champion. We'll find out what happens today at 6 o'clock.
Man, Jason Garrett is just beating everybody. He beats Dak Prescott that post-game throwing, post-practice throwing session.
Yes.
Now he's beating, last year he's beating Jason Witten in a home run derby.
Yeah, if he could beat other teams, that'd be even better.
He's the best athlete on the team.
Look, this Dirk event, I'm not going to talk about it too much. We have like 3 or 4 weeks to hype it up, but it's my second favorite broadcast that we do. Number one is the NFL draft. Number two is this from Brad Sham or any of us alternating in the booth, throwing it down on the field to Chris Arnold, Ben, or Skin, and they have free passes. They have carte blanche to run up to anyone on the field at any moment.
Yeah.
Dirk at first base, Carlisle coaching third, Steve Nash,
yeah.
Charles Barkley. Bunch of just random different interviews with everyone having fun. It gets a little bit competitive. They sign autographs. It's an awesome event.
Yeah, it's a really cool event. And we party afterwards. We party afterwards, and you get to see Ben Rogers in a baseball uniform. Nothing piques the eye more than seeing Ben Rogers in a baseball uniform.
Well, no, that's incorrect.
Yeah.
Seeing Dirk in one, yeah. Seeing Tyron in one.
Dirk, yeah. With those long legs. There you go.
Or a governor in New Jersey in one is also a sight. but if you want to talk about that event, once again, the Dirk Hero Celebrity Baseball Game, June 8th in Frisco, Dr. Pepper Ballpark, 1053thefan.com/Dirk to buy your tickets. And, yes, shout out to DMS Roofing, Premier Grilling, and the after party at Twin Peaks in Frisco. So we'll talk more about that as we build up to June 8th. What's trending in DFW on 105.3 The Fan is brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing and Mark Rubin and Rubin & Associates, 1-800-LAWYERS. If you're struggling financially and you want to make that free call today, do it to Mark Rubin. He's DFW's go-to guy. He's been DFW's go-to guy for many, many years. He's going to help you with all those credit card problems. It's Mark Rubin. Rubin and Associates, 1-800-LAWYERS. The 17-year-old, dramatic effect pause, who was arrested here in the Metroplex. Hashtag basketball. Sidney Gilstrap Portley is his name. A 17-year-old who was playing basketball for Hillcrest High School. In fact, coaches voted him District 11 5A Offensive Player of the Year last year for the Hillcrest Panthers. They finished the season 11-10. Outstanding basketball player, yet he was arrested yesterday. Why? Well, good old Sidney is not 17. Mm. He is 25.
25?
A 25-year-old who went back to high school to relive his basketball days. Now,
why is this jail-worthy? Can someone educate me?
Forging government documents would be the number one thing. I mean, I would say for every public school student out there, they're receiving something from the government, right? You're getting free textbooks or you're receiving free services that are paid for by the taxpayer, and if that money's going to an additional student who shouldn't be there to begin with, you would want them to answer for that if you're, you know, a taxpayer, law-abiding citizen like yourself.
Or maybe if you're just a human and realize that the 25-year-old was in a long-term relationship with a 14-year-old classmate.
That's the one that got me.
That's the one that got me.
They only filed charges for falsifying a government document despite the fact that he was dating a 14-year-old
Okay.
The mother of the 14-year-old said, it's unbelievable to me that he could get away with this. I don't know how the school let that slip through the cracks. She also said that her daughter tells her they did not have a sexual relationship.
Okay, I did not know that part. I checking out of this conversation.
No. Would you guys ever, if you had the opportunity, because obviously none of us look like we're 18, would you ever go back to school to do something?
Oh, my gosh. You kidding me?
No.
1,000% yes.
Never.
There's no responsibility when you're in school.
I hate school.
When you were in high school, I looked back.
Yeah, but you'd be an adult still having your own, like, responsibilities. You're not living in your parents' house. You're still having to live your life like, as it is.
No,
but
you're going back to school. I mean, it's continuing education, right? That's what it is.
Like, seriously, though, what was your...
Doesn't pay your rent.
What was your greatest high school moment? Serious.
My greatest high school moment?
What was your moment of glory in high school? All of you.
Well, I mean, I was the state champion in golf.
You were?
You didn't know this?
No, yeah. we only talk about my state champion.
Well, I can't compete with mixed doubles.
What, were you on a golf? Did you win it individually?
I won the conference individually. I came in third individually in the state, and we won the state as a team. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Holy
so
smokes.
Tennis for me in high school, choppy golf. Clearly, we're the country club show.
Man, I got the banner.
I got a banner.
You guys did big things. I was a star in soccer in North Carolina. When I moved here my freshman year.
Star?
Yes, star. I was barely.
I love no confusion.
Yes, in North Carolina.
Yeah.
When I moved to DFW, I barely made the junior varsity team my freshman year. And the highlight of my career probably was me getting kicked off the team my senior year.
For what? Temper or drug test?
Yeah. We won't get into that too much, but suffice it to say, I suppose the best moment was we won a tournament game and I scored off of a throw-in.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Troy, what was your marching something?
Oh, man, I was able to.
Shots fired.
I played footloose without messing up. No. For me, if I could go back to high school, it'd be for one day, one game. The game that I played against Wortham, it was Wortham Bulldogs and our Fairfield Eagles, and I had to post up one former Cowboy, Leonard Davis.
Oh.
And I was terrified to face him because he looked like he was 40, mm-hmm. and I was like 16. If I could go back and just relive that one day
again.
And you
scored?
Free throw, because he hacked me to death.
Okay.
But yeah, if I could go back, I just want to play Leonard Davis one more time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.